I had a testimonial in the newsletter in which I spoke about one way in which this church has been very important to me, and that is was my struggles with chronic pain and the depression and suicidal feelings that brought on. And I thanked this church for having helped me through many years of that. And it is one of the reasons why I appreciate this church. But today I wanted to speak very briefly about something else, because on the stewardship committee, as we spoke about stewardship, one word came to the fore several times, and that word was legacy. And I like that word legacy, because it is legacy which plunges us into the river of life, where we float on the dreams and the ideals, the principles, the work, the sacrifice of many others. And in turn, we teach those things to people who will float farther down the river of life than we will. And it is in that spirit that I would like to recite a poem by a friend of mine, Larry McGinty, which I think says something very profound about us. It is entitled, Others You Love. Name the heroes you have lived longer than to understand. Those you thought you were following, you have now left behind, leaving us living deep in country, still frontier. So keep a good camp. Leave kindling. Others you love, follow. I think this touches upon something very important about us as people. Because we have been loved, we can love. Because we have been blessed, we can bless. Because we have been helped, we can help. Every gesture, every act of love is an invitation and an inspiration to disseminate even more of it. In a minute, I will come up and I will present an envelope. And that envelope will signify the commitment that the teens and preteens of this church have given to take their time and dedicate it and give it to this church in a stewardship project. And that will be their statement to this congregation, that the river flows on.
Thanks, Harry.